Zok de Eilge Mishnah Vayter Masech. This Kalim Perik Tes Zayin Mishnah Dalad. Klei Arm Emesay Makablin Toma. Kalim made out of hide. We discuss metal. We discuss wood. Now we're going to talk about Kalim made out of, let's say, like leather, skins. But when is it Makabel Toma? So we're going to go through a list of various different leather Kalim or hide Kalim, Kalim made out of skins. First is Haturmel. Turmel is the pouch that the shepherds used to carry with them. They would put their food inside or other chafetzim they may have needed. So Zakta Mishnah Mishayachse. Mishayachse means, like in the previous Mishnah, a rim. A rim? A basket has a rim. A leather pouch has a rim. Well, it doesn't have a rim the way the wicker basket does. But it had like a hem that would fold over the material on top, sew it into place, so it was stronger. It was like double. And then via kanif, different threads or things that were pieces that stuck in, they would trim that off. And the third thing is viyasa ki choysav. They would sew on little like hooks, little loops around and around. And then they would thread through like a belt through those loops. They would thread through a rope, and that's how you tied it shut. Didn't have a zipper, didn't have Velcro, didn't have a snap. This is how they did it. Rabbi Huda says, Mishiyah says aznav. In other words, I don't need the string to go through it, as long as the loops are there. As soon as you sew on those loops, it's roi to be makabel tum. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Sakurtia. This is a leather apron. The tanners wear it as they're doing their work. Take a look in the batanur over here. Ar shalif shimhu avdanim, like a skin kind of apron these workers use, b'shas melachton, as they're doing their work. Second shot in the batanura. It's like a tablecloth. We'll soon see more about that. Right now, let's go back to the apron shot. So as aprons go, there are like two strings attached to it, and that's how you tie the apron. So what's the shear? What point would it be makabel tuma? Zakta Mishnah Mishayachsaim. First, you fold over the material, you make a hem. Yekanev, cut out the different threads that are sticking in or out. And viyase es tzitzasa. Tzitzasa is like from the Lashon of tzitzes, but of course over here we don't mean the mitzvah of tzitzes. We mean that there were these two strings that you tie the apron with. So really, if you couldn't tie it, then you couldn't secure the apron to yourself. So to Tanakama, until those strings are in place, it's not makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishiyas says, Tabei Seha. I don't need the strings. I need the rings that the strings go into. Once I have those rings and you could tie it, it's already considered a kale. There's another pshat in the Rambam that Sekrutya is not an apron, rather it's a kind of a tablecloth hide. And what does Tzitzasa mean according to this pshat? They would place this like metal tray, a thin metal tray. That was niceness. That was in the middle of the leather tablecloth. So tzitzis are strings that I know, but since when is tzitzis a tray? Remember what the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead? A tzitz, right? Tzitz azav. So tzitz could also mean a tray. The only thing is, according to the Rambam, so what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when you make the rings? If it's an apron that you have to tie, so there are rings where the sashes come through, fine. But according to this pshat, that it's a tablecloth, and the tzitz means a decorative plate, where are the rings? So it could be, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that this tablecloth, when you put it together, when you fold it up after you use it, they would tie it. And there's where you had the rings. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kitavulya. This is the third example of a leather keli. The first was the shepherd's pouch. The second was this apron or this tablecloth, according to the Rambam. And the third type of leather that we're talking about is a kitavulya. And this basically is a kind of a sheet, a leather sheet that they spread over the bed. The bed was raw, like we learned earlier. Just had the mesh. Over the mesh, they put this leather sheet, or maybe only had the bed frame, and it was strong enough, sturdy enough, that they just tied this leather sheet on it, kind of like an army cot looks like. So Zakta Mishnah, when is it makabel tuma? Mishnah Yachsaim v'yakanev. As soon as you make the hem around it, and you remove whatever threads come into it, Rabbi Huda says, Mishiyah says ki chayseh. It's only when they tie these straps, which is used to tie it down. According to Rabbi Huda, it's not considered worthy of use yet, until there's a way to tie it down to the bed. Now the Batanura explains, Stam pshute klei ar, aroy lekabel tuma only midrabbana. Similar to pshute klei eitz. But anything that's made to officially sleep on or sit on. Here you have Tumas Midras Min HaToyda. We'll see more about that in upcoming Mishnayos Be'ez Hashem. And we also learned earlier, once it's Mekabel Tumas Midras, certain types of people, if they sit on it, it becomes Tameh, it also has the other Tumah. Let me just ask you something. This is the third time we have here Rabbi Yehuda. Is Rabbi Yehuda being more Machmir than the Tana Kama, or being more Mekel, being more lenient? Well, in the first case, with the shepherd's pouch, he's being more Machmir. The Tana Kama says you have to put the drawstrings into the loops. Yehuda says no, as soon as it has the loops, even without the string. In the second case, with the apron, or according to the Rambam, the tablecloth, the leather tablecloth, Yehuda is being Machmir. Tana Kama says only after the strings are attached, the sashes are attached. Rabbi Yehuda says, comes tell me as soon as you have the rings there. But here with the bed cover, Rabbi Yehuda is actually being makel. Because the Tana Kama says, as soon as you have the hem, and you trim the edges, it's a keli, it's mekabel tuma. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only after you attach the strings. You have to attach the strings, which you tie to the edges of the bed. Without the strings, it doesn't work well. So here he's being makel. Here he's saying it's harder for it to become something which is a keli or kabimakabal tum. Finally, the last case in the Mishnah, hakar v'akesis, a pillow or a mattress, shall are made out of leather. Now, let me just tell you what they did with these things. The pillow and the mattress were actually big pouches. Pillow a smaller pouch, the mattress a much bigger one. And they would fill it up with some type of soft material, like a feathery-like material. And what they would do is they would sew it up first on three sides and fold it up, make a hem, trim off the extra pieces. Then they would fill it up with soft material. So the shaila is, at what point could it be mekabel tum? Tana Kama says, Meshiyachsem v'yakanif. Even though really one side of the pillow or this mattress is totally open, like we explained, according to the Tana Kama, being that you're set to be able to put in the soft material inside, to fill it up with that, it's already mekabel tum. Rabbi Yehuda says, and here too, Rabbi Yehuda is being mekel, because he says it doesn't become roi to be mekabel tum so quickly. Rabbi Yehuda says, v'shi yisperein, you have to sew up the fourth side, not just three sides. But if I sew up the fourth side, how do I get the muchen in, the soft stuff in? Oh, so you left a little bit of an opening. You left an opening less than 5 tfachim. But if it's totally open on the fourth side, it's not mekabel tum yet. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though you have the rim, and you trimmed it, and three sides are totally closed, it's not a keli if the fourth side is totally open. You have to sew up the fourth side and leave less than 5 tfachim in order to get in the soft pieces. Again, there are different pshatim here in the Mishnah. We try to pick the easiest pshat. Let's chazer over. First, the leather pouch. Tana Kama says, hem it, trim it, sew on the little hooks and thread it. Put the rope through and through. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, as soon as the hooks are on, even without threading it, it's already mekabel tum. The apron, the sekurtia or the tablecloth, hem it, trim it, and you have to have the pieces over there, the little straps that string out so you can tie it together. Rabbi Yehuda says, even before that, even when you have the rings that those straps are going to run through, it could already become tummy. Then we had the katavulia, which is basically a mattress. Tana Kama says, when it's hemmed, when you trim it, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not yet. Here too, Rabbi Yehuda's mekel, only when you tie on the straps that are used to tying it down to the bed. And finally, we had the case of the pillow and the mattress. Tana Kama says when it's sewed up on three sides, it's really roi lekabel tuma. They left one side open to put in the soft things. Rabbi Yehuda says no, all four sides have to be sewed up. On the fourth side, there can be an opening less than 5 tvachim to be able to put in the soft things. But if you didn't sew up the fourth side, and if the opening is greater than less than 5 tvachim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mekabel tuma yet.